as I thought about this as a practice, it's not bad because it takes away partisanship, and it's a recognition that finally it's our Lord who calls someone into the ministry. And I wonder whether, you know, it might be a salutary practice, whether in a church convention or synod, or whether in choosing a pastor, that finally you come down to two candidates, and at the end you just roll the dice, you know, evens this guy and odds the other, because what it does, it takes away the contention from it all. So that in the end, let's say you have a vote in a congregation or in a church body, and it turns out 51-49, then those whose candidate didn't win are always thinking, well, my guy should have been the one. This takes away all of that. It's a recognition that wherever the call comes and however it comes, the call ultimately comes from God himself, from Christ himself. So there's a certain humility. It seems like chance, but Christians don't believe in chance. It's a recognition that God's hand is in the call.